So I can't find it, but I had a comment from someone the other day wondering about the engine in my 1969 Chevy Corvair on an S10 frame with a supercharged 3800. And their question was, where did I find the adapter to take a front-wheel drive transversely mounted engine and convert it to rear-wheel drive? There isn't one, but I also made one, but it also doesn't exist. The GM 3.8 liter was originally a rear-wheel drive engine. Oh, the 80s that it really became known, if I'm not mistaken, for like the GNX or the Buick Regal. You know, those came with the 3.8 liters, and the Grand National did come with the turbo model. Those were all rear-wheel drive. Long story short, an engine doesn't really care if what orientation it's in. So considering that this V6 engine, non-supercharged, also came in the 4th-gen Camaro in a rear-wheel drive setup, kind of proves my point. Now, in the United States of America, we never got the supercharged V6 in a rear-wheel drive platform. And I didn't want a naturally aspirated V6. If I did, I would have gone with a 4.3. This is my favorite engine, so I went with a front-wheel drive one and converted it. Now, converting it consists of two things. One, engine mounts, and two, transmission. The engine mounts that I am using on this specific engine in this specific chassis, that being an S10 frame, is modified LS mounts for a LS and an S10. The other thing is a manual 5-speed transmission. Now, the clutch came from a 4th-gen Camaro or Firebird with a V6, considering this engine came in a 4th-gen or Camaro or Firebird, you know what I'm saying. The transmission, however, is a S10 T5 transmission. My particular transmission is from a 1995 S10 pickup truck with a 2.2 liter inline four. And the reason I'm going with that is because it is the same bell housing as this engine. And I believe this engine is a 60 degree V6. Now, I could have used a V6 Camaro transmission, but I couldn't find one anywhere. I got this transmission for free, and so far it's been holding up just fine. But I know the moment I start adding more power to this engine, that transmission will be the first thing to fail, mark my words. Now, if you are interested on how I took a front-wheel drive engine and converted it to rear-wheel drive, you should consider not only dropping me a follow, but subscribing to my YouTube channel at Lucky 13 Speedworks.